Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just 5 minutes before, they were alive. 5 minutes later, your life changes like you never thought that it could change. I saw a BMW, and I thought, what happened here? And it suddenly dawned on me, it looks like my car. I called 911. There was nothing that any person on earth could have done.
I've driven that street thousands of times. I have been a good driver my whole life. But I could not stop that car. You had enough time for the world to go quiet, to think, why won't you stop?
A Seminole County mother plowed into a tree.
I knew I had to get to the children.
She lost control of the car on the
road. I could not, for an instant, think that they were gone.
Two girls died on their way home from the very first day of school.
It was just the most horrible experience I could ever imagine.
The mother of one of them was behind the wheel.
Those girls had everything to live for. Why couldn't I have died?
My daughter is gone because of Mary Hill.
A mother charged with crashing into a tree.
I want answers. Why was she driving so fast?
Hill's attorneys blame the car.
A car like that just doesn't run into a tree.
I knew that something like this was going to happen.
Mary Hill needs to be held accountable for her actions.
She is charged with vehicular homicide.
It was like a time bomb, just waiting for that time bomb to go off.
Driven. To extremes.
When I play to her each night, I just hope that she's listening.
This is Dennis Hill's nightly ritual.
It just helps me to say goodnight every night.
The song is appropriately entitled, Forgotten Dreams.
I just see how hollow my life is now. And I never thought that I would experience that in my lifetime.
In August 2000, Dennis Hill lost his 13-year-old daughter, Amy, in a tragic accident.
How would you describe your daughter?
I believe that the reason I was born was to have Amy. Amy just had this capacity for love for everyone.
Before the accident, Dennis and Mary Hill appeared to be living the extremely good life outside Orlando, Florida.
Dennis Hill here.
They owned a successful marketing business, lived in a stately home, and their daughters, Amy.
She was always an honor student.
Straight A student.
And Caitlin.
Caitlin is wonderful in dance.
Were thriving in and out of school.
Amy excelled at piano. She gave it her all, and she was great. I was just so proud of her.
On August 7th, 2000, Mary and Dennis Hill went to pick up their daughter, Amy, from her first day of eighth grade. With her were best friends Carrie Brown and Zach Rockwell. The three were inseparable.
They were very jubilant. Everybody was in a very good mood.
On the way home, Dennis told Mary he needed to make a stop.
I had another vehicle at the gas station that I wanted to pick up.
Mary got behind the wheel with the three kids in the back seat and drove off.
I've driven that street thousands of times.
But the next few minutes would be anything but routine.
It happened so fast. You come out of the turn and you're just starting to accelerate. And I just felt like the rear end wasn't with me, and I immediately started to stop, and it wouldn't.
Although Mary says she was pumping the brakes, the car kept accelerating.
I have been a good driver my whole life, but I could not stop that car. I was spinning. I saw leaves. My last thought was, why won't you stop?
This is Mary Hill's BMW. Investigators believe it was traveling at 73 miles per hour when it slammed into a tree. Here at the point of impact, a divot 2 feet deep. Amy was sitting here, her best friend Carrie in the middle, Zach at the far end. Mary Hill, who wasn't wearing a seatbelt, was thrown 24 feet through this side window.
I woke up, I thought I was on fire. The heat was immense.
It was just the most horrible experience I could ever imagine.
One of the first to arrive on the scene, Dennis Hill frantically felt for his daughter Amy's pulse.
And I thought, oh, please, I'm not doing this right. I'm doing something wrong. She is alive and I just can't tell.
Dennis then checked for Carrie's pulse, but also felt nothing. Zach was breathing, but unconscious.
And I called 911. It was so surreal. I just could not believe this was happening.
Just minutes before, there they were all excited in the back seat.
Just 5 minutes before, they were alive.
We were laughing.
Life was good. 5 minutes later, your life changes like you never thought that it could change.
This 48 hours animation shows how police believe the accident happened. After Mary made a left-hand turn, her car began to accelerate rapidly. As it started to drift into the oncoming traffic lane, it fishtailed and began a sideways slide. Police estimated the car was traveling 73 miles an hour when it left the road. After it hit the tree, the car traveled 15 feet to its resting spot on the other side of the tree. News of the accident spread quickly.
A Seminole County mother plowed into a tree, killing her own daughter.
And she lost control of the car on Markham Woods Road.
Two girls died on their way home from the very first day of school. The mother of one of them was behind the wheel.
Keith Rockwell assumed his son, Zach, was taking the bus home that day, until the police showed up at his door.
And they said, you need to get to the hospital as fast as possible.
Keith found his 13-year-old son, Zach, alive, but unconscious.
They basically said he was in a coma, and that the longer he was in, the worse it would be.
Carrie Brown's sister, Jennifer, was home alone when she got the news.
The life was just sucked out of me. Like, I just remember the most empty feeling.
Christmas morning. That's one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah. Carrie's mother, Rita Brown, heard the news from a friend.
And all I said was, who? Who? And he said, Carrie. I collapsed. Not my baby. Not my baby.
Once some of the shock started to wear off, naturally, the questions started.
A car like that just doesn't run into a tree for no reason at all.
Was this tragic accident really accidental?
And then once the light changed, she floored it.
The answers were getting very complicated.
The tires were screaming and she took off.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why couldn't I have died? I lived a life. You know, I had wonderful children. I had a good life. Those girls had everything to live for. They were such good girls.
For Mary Hill, the guilt of driving the car that killed her daughter Amy and best friend Carrie Brown and left Zach Rockwell in a coma has been unbearable.
You didn't know, would he be out a day or a year? So you were, at that point, you were just really scared.
Keith Rockwell was terrified, but considered himself strangely lucky. His child was alive.
As a single dad, it's just me and him, and he's number one.
For 4 days, Zach's loved ones kept a bedside vigil until one friend gave him a teddy bear.
Then he just went, thank you. And just sat up, just like that.
What'd you say to him?
And welcome back.
You feel lucky to be alive?
Yes, I really do.
Although Zach had no memory of the accident, he was on the road to recovery. But some wounds would never heal.
And what did you lose when you lost those two friends?
I lost a lifelong friend partner, a lifelong partner. I lost a lot of things.
I can't come up with a reason as to why they have to die. And I can't accept something that I don't have a reason for. It's like I am angry and everyone is angry, I know, at me.
I felt sorrow and anger. I was mad.
And kick over. Show me a finish.
Carrie's That's mother, it. Rita Brown, Good is job. A world-renowned Olympic gymnastics coach.
Your turn.
I didn't know who I was mad at the time when I first found out, because I was just mad that Carrie was gone and it wasn't fair, and why my baby, why is she gone? Why did this happen? I can't believe I'm reading her name. It takes my breath away. I don't know.
Rita's grief turned to anger.
Well, she slid through this intersection here.
When she learned the details of what a witness saw just before the crash.
She almost sideswiped me. I mean, she just came from no place at a very, very high rate of speed.
Jimmy Arthur was attempting to change lanes when he first encountered Mary Hill's BMW.
Did you have any sense that she was struggling to control this car?
You know, I didn't feel like there was any mechanical problem. It just seemed like she was either upset or angry or just in a very, very big hurry.
She was in such a hurry, Jimmy says, that she overshot a red light.
After she shot past that, she put the car in reverse and quickly backed up, burning the tires. And then once the light changed, she floored it. And the tires were screaming and she took off.
What direction did she go in?
She headed actually south on Markham Woods Road.
Jimmy watched as Mary Hill then lost control of her car and wrapped it around the tree. His eyewitness account would become crucial to investigators as details about Mary Hill began to surface.
In a speeding car, I feel unsafe. And I usually did in Mrs. Hill's car.
How would you describe Mary Hill?
When I went over to her house, she always seemed like she was depressed.
In fact, Mary Hill was receiving treatment for depression. In the days leading up to the accident, investigators learned Mary had been behaving strangely, including making a bizarre phone call to Rita Brown.
She says, well, I'm going to go in Monday for shock treatment. And I said, shock treatment? For what? She goes, well, I haven't been doing well, and they thought that they might try that.
Rita wasn't the only witness to Mary Hill's unraveling.
She was weaving. She was very unsteady on her feet.
Neighbor Vicki Hartzell encountered Mary one afternoon in her driveway.
After you witnessed this behavior with Mary Hill, what did you end up telling your two girls?
I told them they weren't allowed to ride in the car with Mary Hill anymore.
Because?
Because I felt that there was something wrong with her.
But a blood test after the crash revealed Mary wasn't using drugs or alcohol. So was the crash caused by Mary Hill losing control of her car or her emotions? The only person who could answer that wasn't talking.
I wasn't allowed to answer phones. I wasn't allowed to answer doors. I wasn't allowed to open the gates.
On the advice of her attorneys, Mary Hill did not speak to the victims' families.
To tell you the truth, there aren't any words in the English language that could ever express my sorrow for what happened. To say I'm sorry for what happened to your daughter, I can't face that woman and say that to her, because it's just, to me, so meaningless. Everything I have known is gone from me. My work, my life, my spirit. I don't know what else could be taken. I don't know how it could be any worse.
But 8 months after the accident, when Mary was at rock bottom, things got a whole lot worse. Prosecutors say that Mary's reckless driving caused the deaths of Amy and Carrie. She is charged with 2 counts of vehicular homicide and manslaughter. And if convicted, Mary could be sent to prison for 30 years.
I never expected it. Not for the most fleeting second could think that someone would think I would do something like that intentionally.
Now, the Hills are fighting back.
We've endured more than our share, and it's time to turn the tables now. And I believe that we're going to be ready.
Dennis hired high-priced defense attorney Gerald Boyle, best known for defending serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, to prove his wife did not intentionally kill their daughter and her friend.
I want total vindication. Mary was an exceptional driver, and I never quite understood how this could possibly happen.
But defense experts think they have an answer. After examining the Hills' car, they believe a fault in the BMW's cruise control caused the car to speed up on its own.
Once the investigators were able to say, you know, hey, there's a problem with the cruise control here and the throttle linkage, then pieces of the puzzle start to go together.
I know the first time it happened to me, I had no idea what was going on.
BMW owner Larry Gustafson has never met Mary Hill.
I said, we got a problem. The car is driving itself.
But he knows what it's like to have a car unexpectedly race off.
And it went from 35 to 40 miles an hour to almost 60 miles an hour, just that quick.
Is it believable to you, based on your own experience, that Mary Hill could have gotten up to 70 plus miles an hour in a tenth of a mile and hit this tree?
Absolutely. I went from 40 to 60 and probably a shorter distance than that.
Gustafson claims his mechanic fixed the problem on his used BMW by replacing an electrical circuit. But Rita Brown's not buying the runaway car theory.
Does Mary Hill deserve to go to jail?
Mary Hill needs to be held accountable for her actions. And if that includes going to jail, then so be it, but the judge and the jury will decide that.
And while Mary Hill awaits her trial, stunning allegations as the Hills' marriage is pushed to the breaking point.
You were slapped, you were kicked, you were punched. Are all those things true? What do you miss most about your daughter?
Her smile.
There's Carrie.
Carrie Brown would have turned 17 on this sunny July day.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie. I love you.
But for her mother, Rita, and sister, Jennifer, there are no birthday hugs and kisses to share.
She was my best friend. We did a lot together.
Just memories of a promising young life cut short in a tragic car crash 3 years earlier.
God, I miss her so much. I miss her so much, Mom.
And Rita Brown says there's one person to blame for her loss.
My daughter is gone because of Mary Hill.
I wish after all this she would come back.
They were very, very kind and giving girls. It's just so hard to understand why they were taken.
But these two mothers are unable to share their grief, for the battle lines have been drawn.
I never thought I would be charged with a crime.
Mary, charged with vehicular homicide and manslaughter, has become a recluse.
For over 2 years, I wouldn't leave this home.
It just crashes on her. The pressure, the reminding, and it's tough on her.
And making things tougher are rumors flying furiously through their posh community. Rumors that Mary had a history of depression, drug use, and dangerous driving.
I knew that something like this was going to happen.
The rumors are being fueled by sworn statements made by this woman.
What kind of mother was she?
She was a horrible mother.
Dean David, the Hill's former nanny.
Amy would sit in the kitchen and tell me everything that went on at school.
Dean worked for Mary less than a year and left after a falling out over pay 6 months before the accident.
Based on what you saw and what you knew about Mary Hill, did you worry that she was a potential danger to her children?
Oh, in the car, most definitely, yes. That was my worst fear, was her in the car with him.
She has accused me of horrible things.
Dean David's most scathing allegation, that Mary abused cocaine.
2 weeks into the job, I found out that Mary had a cocaine addiction. Her purse had fallen off the counter, and in that, a compact had fallen out with powder on the mirror and a razor blade.
Mary, were you using cocaine?
No, absolutely not. I have tried it. I will not say I have not tried it, but no, I have never had an addiction. But I don't think trying it once makes you an addict.
2.5 years have passed since the accident. The trial is delayed 3 times, and the pressure on the Hills' marriage has reached the breaking point.
New charges have been filed in court that take this case from the tragic to the bizarre. Once united in their grief, Mary now wants a divorce, claiming that Dennis is violent and sexually abusive. Dennis counterattacks with allegations that Mary has a history of drug abuse and alcoholism. The battle plans are piling up in what has become the War of the Hills.
And the War of the Hills is almost as dramatic as the War of the Roses. If they would have followed us around and filmed this thing, it would have made a heck of a movie.
Do you still stand by Mary?
Absolutely.
In spite of Dennis's public support, Mary has thrown him out and even got a restraining order against him.
According to a paper, you were slapped, you were kicked, you were punched, pushed, restrained. Are all those things true?
Yes, they are. Dennis is into physical pain for sexual gratification, both giving and receiving. It got to be far too much.
How do you respond to that? Well, you said that's absolutely not true. In 25 years, I never hit that woman.
You've never sexually abused Mary?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Never forced her to do something she didn't
never
want to do?
Never. Absolutely not.
Well, he admitted openly in court after I filed the injunction to keep him away from me, he was going to slash my faces to pieces and see me disappear.
I got so mad, I said, you know, Mary, I'd like to get a 2x4 and just come and smash your face in.
I hope you regret saying that.
Of course I regret saying that.
And there's another casualty in the War of the Hills. Their 13-year-old daughter, Caitlin.
She claims that you said you wish Caitlin had died in the accident instead of Amy.
That is true, Peter. But I'm not perfect, and yes, I did. And I apologize, and I apologize to this day. But I was so consumed with the loss of Amy.
With Mary facing homicide charges and Dennis accused of domestic violence, they both lose custody of Caitlin. A judge sends her to live with her older half-sister, Jennifer.
I've lost 2 daughters. I can't accept that. I'll never accept it. I'll fight. until they put me in the ground.
As Mary's trial date finally nears, she has hired a new attorney, Tim Berry.
Was this a crime? Was this an accident?
Absolutely not a crime, an accident. She's a wonderful lady. She loved that child. It broke her heart.
But what will a jury that has seen all the damaging headlines think of Mary Hill? 3.5 years after the accident, she's about to have her day in court.
Jury is present.
Finding a gift people will actually use isn't always easy. That's why Notability makes it such a thoughtful one, especially for students, educators, creatives, or anyone juggling ideas, classes, meetings, or everyday life. Notability helps keep notes, recordings, documents, and ideas connected in one place, making it easier to revisit important information later. You can handwrite notes, type, annotate PDFs, and record and transcribe lectures or meetings all alongside your notes. Give a gift they'll actually keep using with Notability. Go to notability.com/gift and use code LISTEN25 at checkout to get 25% off.
I know, in my heart, I would never, ever have done anything like that deliberately. Never.
It's been 3.5 years since the BMW Mary Hill was driving slammed into this tree.
I wish I could change everything that happened that day.
You both make the cutest couple.
Killing her daughter, Amy,
I kind of know it's gonna be
and her best friend, Carrie Brown.
She's always there. The remembrances, her room, her things.
And now, the trial that Rita Brown and her daughter, Jennifer, have waited so long for,
she ended the life of her own daughter,
is about to begin.
I have a lot of questions that have not been answered.
If found guilty, you face the possibility of up to 30 years in prison.
Yes, I'll die in prison. This is a fight for my life.
I've got to save this woman.
Attorney Tim Berry will lead Mary's defense team. He claims a malfunctioning cruise control made Mary's BMW speed out of control.
Are you going to put Mary Hill on the stand?
I haven't made that decision yet. She's a very fragile lady.
Mary's fate will be determined by an all-female jury.
Jury is present.
They will decide if she's guilty of vehicular homicide, manslaughter, and negligence for Zach Rockwell's injuries.
The evidence is going to show that she was essentially driving an interstate speed on Markham Woods Road.
In his opening statement, prosecutor Bart Schneider says it's clear Mary's reckless driving killed Amy and Carrie.
When the light changed to green, that BMW was gone. I mean, it took off fast, real fast, way too fast.
Tim Berry tells the jury the real culprit in this tragedy is the car itself.
Something occurred with that car, that mechanically unreliable BMW. You will learn that Mrs. Hill did nothing, nothing, to cause that car to accelerate and to kill those children.
And despite Mary Hill's well-publicized record of mental and marital problems,
she was not suicidal and that she was not homicidal. That everything was okay.
The prosecution uses eyewitness Jimmy Arthur to prove their theory that Mary was driving out of control.
She would pass me by doing 65 to 75 easily.
Okay, so you could see the face of the driver?
Correct.
How about the kids? You remember anything about the kids?
Two young ladies and a young man on the right-hand side, and I remember the young man looking up at our van.
So you remember the boy looking back?
Correct.
At you.
After overshooting a stoplight, Arthur says Mary reversed her BMW and almost smashed into his van. The BMW then raced off, and seconds later,
it immediately hit the oak tree. It spun around the tree, and I ran to the passenger rear door. I reached across and felt for the pulse in the neck of the young lady on the driver's side, river, and there was no pulse. And the young lady sitting in the middle, I could tell by the direction her head was turned that I should not touch her, so I took two fingers and put above her heart, and there was a very faint heartbeat. And the young man that was convulsing, I tried to get the seatbelt loose at the and just could not pull it loose at all.
With emotions running high,
the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you
God. Dennis Hill is called to the stand. Lead prosecutor Pat Whitaker uses Dennis to undermine Mary's claim that the BMW was defective.
Did you have any mechanical problems with the car or operational problems with the car during that time?
No.
But the jury hears nothing from Dennis about the Hills' bitter separation and allegations of physical abuse.
On that day, August 7th of 2000, was there any difficulty between you and your wife?
No.
In fact, Dennis says just 2 hours before the accident, Mary was relieved because she had just learned from her psychiatrist she wouldn't need electroshock therapy to treat her depression.
What was her mood?
Very good.
Suffering from a stomach ailment, Mary is forced to leave the courtroom. While she recovers, jurors take a field trip. They see firsthand where Amy and Carrie die.
Now, Mary's attorneys begin their defense. They're relying on a British electrical engineer to convince the jury that the accident wasn't Mary's fault, but rather a fault in the BMW.
Have you reached a conclusion as to what you believe the reason for the car accident was?
My conclusion is that it was a sudden acceleration event.
That sudden acceleration event was caused by what defense expert Dr. Anthony Anderson claims is a rogue electrical signal.
A rogue signal can come in and give a false command, which can affect these very sensitive electronic circuits within the cruise control.
And that false command, Anderson says, could have switched on the BMW's cruise control, which triggered the accelerator and caused the car to speed up on its own. But the prosecution's BMW expert, Mark Yeldum, twice tested Mary's BMW and found...
No faults stored in the cruise control system.
You say there's no faults. What does that tell you about the cruise control system?
That it's operating as designed, that it's functional.
Yeldum, who works in BMW's corporate litigation department, admits the company receives dozens of sudden acceleration complaints every year.
You've got about 2 million BMWs out there, and you investigate 50 cases of this unexplained acceleration a year?
Approximately, yes.
So it does occur?
There are claims of unintended acceleration.
But of those 50 complaints each year, Yeldum says that they are hardly unexplained. Most involve driver error.
Ever learn of any electrical problems that created this?
No.
In a final move to bolster their runaway car argument, the defense calls two drivers who claim their BMWs had also experienced sudden acceleration.
The harder I pushed on the brake, the faster it accelerated.
After I completed the maneuver and let my foot off the gas, the car continued to accelerate.
And on the last day of the trial, after 3.5 years of silence,
defense would call Mary Hill.
Mary Hill's life is, once again, in her own hands.
When you took your foot off the gas, what happened?
It picked up speed. It started going faster. I released the brake and applied it again. The car started to...
The car started going out of the lane. It was fistuling. Everything was very quiet. I just remember looking down at my dash, and I said, why won't you stop?
Did you ever intentionally accelerate and drive fast through there?
No.
Incredibly, it's the first time Rita Brown and prosecutors have heard from Mary about the crash.
And this morning in the courtroom, you talked about the car accelerating. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
On its own. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
During the months of that investigation that you knew was going on, did you tell any investigators that that happened?
No investigator ever talked to me.
No further questions.
After 5 days of testimony,
will you pass out the jury instructions, please?
It's now up to the jury. Was it Mary or her car that was an accident waiting to happen?
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Mary Hill trial went into deliberation.
The jury began its deliberation around 2:30 today. Earlier,
it's 3.5 years after Mary Hill's deadly car crash, and the jury is finally deliberating her fate.
I'm not a habitual speeder. It just was a freak accident.
If found guilty, Mary, who's 53, could spend the next 30 years behind bars. After just 5 hours,
the jury's announced they have a verdict. So bring the jury in.
The wait is over.
In the case of the State of Florida versus Mary Hill, verdict as to count one, we the jury find the defendant guilty of vehicular homicide. Verdict as to count two, we the jury find the defendant guilty of vehicular homicide.
The jury has found Mary guilty on all counts, a dramatic rejection of her claim that her BMW had sped out of control on its own, killing Amy and Carrie and causing brain damage to their friend Zach.
Rita?
Yes?
What was your reaction to this verdict?
I prayed and hoped that justice would come, and it came today.
He said, I'm going to jail.
No, Lionel's
mom. Any reaction at all?
As she is mobbed by reporters, Mary is too distraught to talk. But these two women have plenty to say. They contacted 48 hours after the trial with explosive allegations the jury never heard.
I thought it was just a matter of time before something tragic would happen. It was like a time bomb, just waiting for that time bomb to go off.
And Mary was that time bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Heather and Julie Hill, Dennis's daughters from his first marriage, say they know what it's like to be in the back seat of a speeding car driven by Mary Hill.
She got mad at my dad. She tore down the highway going like 90 miles an hour. I was so scared in the back seat.
They're angry at me over, you know, Amy's death. I'm not their mother, I'm their stepmother. Truthfully, if I go to jail, let's face it, it will help their father considerably with the divorce.
And it's jail time that Rita Brown pleads for at Mary's sentencing.
Carrie will not go off to college. I will not be able to spoil her children. I will not be able to take care of them when she's on vacation with her husband, the husband she never met.
Then, for the first time since the accident,
Judge, Ms. Hill would like to briefly address the court.
Mary utters the words Rita has waited so long to hear.
The words I'm sorry could never convey to her how I feel. I do apologize to the parents and to the families and to the friends and to everyone that knew Carrie and Amy and Zach.
I felt like she meant it, but I mean, it's too little, too late, I guess.
There's not an easy decision, and there's not a good decision that can be made in this case.
The judge then surprises everyone by ordering Mary to jail until he decides on her sentence. Even her estranged husband, Dennis, finds the sight of her in handcuffs unbearable.
Probably one of the worst moments I've ever gone through in my life. It hurt a lot. It really did. I just think that she will just will herself to die, and she'll just die in jail. I don't know if I could really handle that.
Hey, city, please.
More than 3 months later, a visibly shaking Mary Hill, now being treated for depression and alcohol and drug addiction, is back in court to hear the judge's decision.
There has been a crime. There's no way to get around saying two wonderful people are dead. And one was very seriously injured. But the court is ready to impose sentence. And the court sentences the defendant to serve 15 years in the Department of Corrections of the state of Florida.
15 years behind bars, and some advice from Judge O.H. Eaton.
Mary Hill, I don't know what you're going to do with your life. You're going to have to make a lot of adjustments.
She once had it all. A successful business. A mansion where she raised a loving family. And a world of possibilities. But now, a prison will be the only world Mary will know until she's almost 70 years old.
Okay. It's over. 4 years. It's been very long, very tiresome, very, very draining on everybody.
But will this tragedy ever truly be over for any of the survivors? Mary and Dennis are getting a divorce. 15-year-old Caitlin, still in the custody of her older sister, must deal with the haunting memory of her mother in shackles. And Rita Brown can only dream of what her daughter Carrie might have become.
In 2018, Mary Hill was released from prison after serving a 15-year sentence.
This is Dr. Mary Claire Haver from Unpaused. Let's be honest. Great hair should not require a complicated routine, a salon visit, or a whole lot of patience just to get smooth, shiny results. Too many women have been settling for dull, frizzy hair and thinking, that's just how it goes at home. It doesn't have to be. Introducing Longe Hair, an easier, more effective way to elevate your everyday routine. Their Axia Halo Ring Hair Dryer is designed to make styling feel faster and simpler. It's lightweight, incredibly fast, and leaves hair looking sleek and polished instead of dry, frizzy, or puffy. The real magic happens when it's paired with the Gloss Shock Treatment. These two are designed to work together. Just spray Gloss Shock onto damp or dry hair. The dryer's heat activates the treatment, while its iconic technology seals in that smooth, mirror-like shine. The result is soft, glossy, frizz-free hair in just two easy steps, without piling on extra products or spending extra time to get ready. Go to longehair.com and use the code MCH to get 20% off your first order. That's LANGEHAIR.com and use the code MCH for 20% off at checkout.
I feel like I'm constantly looking for products that help me get ready faster while still making me feel put together. Primally Pure Sun Serum Tinted SPF has basically replaced multiple steps for me because it combines skincare, mineral SPF 30, and lightweight coverage all in one product. Then I add their lip and cheek tint and instantly look more awake and alive in like 10 seconds. Everything feels really natural and skin first, not heavy or overly done, which is exactly what I want for everyday life right now. If you love easy products that make mornings feel simpler, definitely look into Primally Pure Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tint.